The U.S. Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control, or OFAC, is the agency within the U.S. Treasury that enforces and administers economic trade sanctions. These sanctions, based on U.S. foreign policy and national security goals, are at the heart of what event organizers are calling willful nonviolent civil disobedience. Simon Herrick of the War Resisters League.
If you look at the Declaration of Independence, you know that governments govern by consent of the governed, and that when a government no longer represents, it needs to be altered or abolished. Through the sanctions that that the United States put on Iraq, OFAC received the power to decide on licenses, on who gets to bring medicine or food or whatever else into Iraq and who doesn't, and how much gets in and how much doesn't get in. This, we feel, is illegitimate authority, immoral authority, and we are duty-bound not to cooperate with it.
On March 20th, 2 days after the bombs began to fall in Baghdad, letters were sent to humanitarian aid groups like Voices in the Wilderness, as well as to people like Judith Karpova, a writer and activist from Hoboken, New Jersey, who left Iraq a week before the U.S.-led invasion. Karpova says OFAC is targeting those who are open to their dissent of U.S. policies towards Iraq, and chief among her concerns is the lack of due process with OFAC's enforcement policy.
In the Iraq process, there's no hearing. If you go to Iraq and you say, yes, I've traveled to Iraq, and OFAC says, okay, we have determined that you've been to Iraq, they can then just immediately proceed to levying a fine. Now, those fines go up to $250,000. Or if they deem that you have actually collaborated with the government, that could go up to $1 million in criminal penalties and 12 years in prison.
When WBAI asked the Treasury Department to respond to allegations that they were targeting select U.S. citizens who traveled to Iraq, spokesperson for OFAC Tara Bradshaw said they had a duty to go after those who were breaking the law.
On May 23, 2003, most transactions previously prohibited under the Iraq sanctions program became authorized by general license. Prior to May 23rd, U.S. persons were prohibited from engaging in travel transactions to and within Iraq unless licensed by OFAC. Travel for U.S. and UN official business and for journalists was authorized by general license. Travel for other purposes required a specific license from OFAC. Reports of unlicensed travel to OFAC are subject to investigation and civil enforcement action by OFAC. OFAC does not comment on pending enforcement cases.
Antoinette McCormick went to Iraq to serve as a human shield for the first 2 weeks of Operation Iraqi Freedom. McCormick, a Gulf War I veteran with the U.S. Navy, lives in Virginia and traveled to New York to participate in the event. McCormick has not received a letter from OFAC, but says she knew what she was getting into when she went.
When I went as a Gulf War volunteer, I thought Saddam was the aggressor, and I thought that it was a good thing for us to do. I was patriotic. I am more patriotic than ever, and I think that I'm serving our country more than the state. I think that it's right to show people that Americans are not just selfish and that we do care and we want to help these countries build their own democratic structures, not to take over so that we can use their resources for our own means.
When asked to comment on whether further delegations will go to Iraq to counter the occupation, many at today's event said they would continue to do what was required to get the United States out of Iraq. Simon Herrick of the War Resisters League.
The war may have changed its face, but it's still a war. It's still killing people. It's still depriving people of what they need to live, medicine and electricity and even forms of communication, clean water. That's still not being provided in Iraq.
For WBAI News, I'm Jackson Allers.